Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, he wants to know, he says the UN, the World Economic Forum, they all seem to be doubling down with their insanity, demanding we rewrite our constitution, adopt digital passports, stop eating meat, etc.
And right, and the end elections. Right.
Whoa, it's getting dark in here. Whoa, the lights turned off.
There you go.
Motion. Okay, there we go.
All right, good.
So what would be the end result?
Again, WEF is extremely limited now. There was a time when the WEF really had the world as its oyster, as it were. Am I not allowed to say that? As its bug? But those days are over. The BRICS nations, Russia, China, the whole of the Middle East, West Asia, virtually the whole of Africa, and particularly in the Pan-African movement, Eastern Europe, nobody wants anything to, and 80% of our country, nobody wants anything to do with them. So they're very limited. And the New York Times has admitted that their world, the globalist world from which the WEF arose, is dying. That world no longer provides any kind of plausible context for them to be able to implement their goals. So yes, they're getting the richest and the wealthiest of our group of Western elites. But in the end, the people were just not there. So you're seeing the massive blowback that just happened in the Netherlands with the voting of Geert Wilders. And what happened there is that the farmers that rose up against the deliberate attempt by the previous administration, the Mark Rutte administration, to basically gut their agricultural industry. Remember, Netherlands is number two, if I recall, agricultural nation in the world. They basically tried to gut it because of WEF green concerns. They all voted for Geert Wilders, the so-called far right Geert Wilders and his Dutch Freedom Party. And so the WEF agenda is effectively dead in the Netherlands right now. It's dead in Argentina. It's increasingly dead in Sweden, where you have the Sweden Democrats running, or in Finland, where the True Finns are running. It's increasingly dead in places like in Italy, where Giorgia Meloni wants nothing to do with it. So it's the arenas in which they can look plausibly as if they can affect the future in the way they once did are just beginning to dry up. So we'll see. I mean, again, as long as you have billionaires and bureaucrats willing to implement this stuff, they can cause, again, a lot of problems like they did for the Dutch for the last year or two. But in the end, I mean, Greta Thunberg is a laughingstock now. I mean, nobody takes Klaus Schwab seriously. The BRICS nations are laughing at him. The commodities-based economy of the parallel economy around the world's laughing at him. So there's not much, I don't think, at this point that they can do.
But first, gang, with more and more economic libertarians winning at the ballot box, gold and silver are more valuable today than ever. There's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time just like this. So go ahead and click on that link below right now and get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. You've seen the writing on the wall. Don't wait until it's too late, gang. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and getting your free gold and silver kit today.
Charles Parker, I think he might be a neighbor of yours, Steve. He says, this is just a nice thought, and I know this might be a little off track, but like many other blue states, do you ever think that Delaware might turn red or pink in the near future? It would be nice to lose the Dems' hold on this state. And do you have any suggestions for the Republican part here?
Yeah. Well, the Republican Party in Delaware that I've interacted with, it's a bit of a mess, just like in California or in Jersey, or it's been consigned to the minority for so long. Now, there was, I think it was 2 years ago, where we were very close to actually flipping a seat. It was in my district, if I recall, here in Newark. Flipping a seat that would have given us a one seat majority in the state house, and Democrats just poured tens of millions of dollars into that election and were able to win. But you'd think, how is it a victory when you're having to pour tens of millions of dollars to try to hold on to a blue state? And Trump too thinks he's got polling data that shows he thinks New Jersey is actually in play in 2024, which is fascinating. And we have been seeing that in all the blue states, like in New York, Trump is down by 10. And you would think, oh gosh, that's crazy. Well, no, because he lost New York last time by 23, 24 points, something like that. So we're seeing this massive double digit swing towards Trump happening, even in the bluest of blue states. Yeah, with Delaware, it comes down to New Castle County, or it really does in the end. New Castle County is where it's like Maricopa County in Arizona. It's whoever New Castle County votes for, Delaware votes for. It just has the population. And it's just very Wilmington heavy. It's very city heavy. It's very university heavy. It's about 26-27% Black, and that's a hard deficit to overcome. So because with Delaware Blacks vote overwhelmingly Democrat, we're talking 90%. It can happen if you see enough of the traditional Democrat constituencies begin to swing towards the nationalist populist paradigm, but that has yet to translate to Republicans. Right now, it is purely Trump. This is why DeSantis or Nikki Haley or none of them are getting the bump that they would need to be able to defeat Trump, because voters aren't necessarily going to the Republicans, disaffected voters. They're going to Trump. It's Trump or bust, as Rich Barris would put it. So the Republican Party is a lot of image building that's got to do. It's got to really show it's the party of the working man, the working class, both white and non-white working class. If they show that, they show their America first, border security, economic security, cultural security, they're going to crush it. But with, McConnell, McCarthy's gone. We got to get the Max all gone, right? McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel. If we get all the Max gone, we're going to be good. But I mean, they're more interested in Ukraine than they are in, the working class. It's just that simple. And as long as they're more interested in sending weapons to Ukraine, no one in the working class is going to take the Republicans seriously. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.